This is KUT. Central Texas is drought-free. The Highland Lakes are full, and for the first time in years, Austin was on the brink of ending its water use restrictions. But not so fast. The Austin City Council passed new water conservation guidelines, which include some permanent restrictions. As KUT's Vanessa Roncagno explains, the city won't be going back to the way things were before.
That's right. The council voted to tighten water use rules, even during times of plenty. If you've got automatic sprinklers at home, you'll be allowed to use them once a week on an assigned day. Water the old-fashioned way with a hose and yard sprinkler, you can water a second time during the week. And watering by hand with a hose is allowed any time. The ordinance also eases up on home car washing restrictions. Under the current rules, locals can only wash when lakes are mostly full. The new law okays washing with a shutoff nozzle or bucket during tighter times. David Foster is state director for the environmental group Clean Water Action. During yesterday's council meeting, he applauded the new rules for considering the cyclical nature of droughts.
It is true that the reservoirs are full right now, but there's every reason to believe that that won't be the case going forward. The climate models are telling us we're looking at longer periods of dry spells, punctuated by periods of ample rainfall.
Representatives from the Sierra Club and the Austin Board of Realtors, among others, also spoke in favor of the law. They argued it was necessary as the city's population grows, and that it would save money and encourage more sustainable landscaping. Mayor Adler made his case for the law, too.
This represents a compromise solution. It enables us to maintain a lot of the advancements that we've made, and I think we should support that, because I think that's ultimately where the city needs to be over time.
Those who oppose the law didn't argue against the importance of conservation. They said these rules weren't a smart way to save water. Here's Ann Coleman, a longtime landscape architect.
Horticulturally, it's not sound. If you vote for this, you're actually, in my opinion, not for water conservation.
She argued that the cost of losing plants and trees to underwatering was counterproductive and bad for Austin.
So we really need to watch what we're doing here, because there's some unintended consequences. It's not just the homeowner affected here. It's our community projects.
District 6 Councilman Don Zimmerman championed her case, but his amendment easing the new restrictions was voted down. Vanessa Roncagno, KUT News.